My beloved brethren, I rejoice in this great conference. I'm a better man because I was here. I thank the Lord for the great record that has been made. And I desire to say just a few words. And I speak on the subject, the Book of Mormon and the Doctrine and Covenants. My beloved brethren and sisters, this has been another glorious conference of the church. I commend to each of you the counsel of these my brethren who have spoken to us. I love them and sustain them, and I love the members of the church everywhere. I would like to speak about two sacred volumes of modern scripture, the Book of Mormon and the Doctrine and Covenants. The Book of Mormon and the Doctrine and Covenants are bound together as revelations from Israel's God. Together and prepare his people for the second coming of the Lord. The bringing forth of these sacred volumes of scripture for the salvation of a ruined world cost the best blood of the 19th century, that of Joseph Smith and his brother Hiram. Each divine witness contains a great proclamation to all the world. The title page of the Book of Mormon and section 1, the preface to the Doctrine and Covenants. This generation, said the Lord to Joseph Smith, shall have my word through you. And so it has through the Book of Mormon, the Doctrine and Covenants, and modern revelations. The Book of Mormon and the Doctrine and Covenants testify of each other. You cannot believe one and not the other. The Book of Mormon testifies of modern books of scripture. It refers to them as other books and last records, which establish the truth of the Bible and make known the plain and precious things which have been taken away from the Bible. Excluding the witnesses to the Book of Mormon, the Doctrine and Covenants is by far the greatest external witness and evidence which we have from the Lord that the Book of Mormon is true. At least 15 sections in the Doctrine and Covenants give us confirming knowledge and divine witnesses that the Book of Mormon is the Word of God. The Doctrine and Covenants is the binding link between the Book of Mormon and continuing work of the Restoration. through the prophet Joseph Smith and his successors. The Doctrine and Covenants, we learn temple work, eternal families, the degrees of glory, church organization, and many other great truths of the restoration. Search these commandments, said the Lord of the Doctrine and Covenants, for they are true and faithful, and the prophecies and promises which are in them shall all be fulfilled. What I, the Lord, have spoken, I have spoken, and I excuse not myself, and though the heavens and the earth pass away, my word shall not pass away, but shall all be fulfilled, whether by my own voice or by the voice of my servants, it is the same. And I would like to commend to you, my brethren and sisters, that you have heard great messages at this conference. And I rejoice in the opportunity I've had to listen in. And I'm grateful for the quality of messages that have been given at this conference. And I thank the Lord for the Book of Mormon that brings men to Christ. The Doctrine and Covenants brings men to Christ's kingdom, even the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the only true church upon the face of the whole earth. I know that. The Book of Mormon is the keystone of our religion, and the Doctrine and Covenants is the capstone with continuing latter-day revelations. The Lord has placed his stamp of approval on both the keystone and the capstone. The ancient preparation of the Book of Mormon, its preservation, and its publication verify Nephi's words that the Lord knoweth all things from the beginning, and he has a way to accomplish all his works among the children of men. For behold, he hath all power unto the fulfilling of all his words. We are not required to prove that the Book of Mormon is true or is an authentic record through external evidences, though there are many. It never has been the case, nor is it now. Is it so now that the studies of the learned will prove the Book of Mormon true or false? The origin, preparation, translation, and verification of the truth of the Book of Mormon have all been retained in the hands of the Lord. And the Lord makes no mistakes. You can be assured of that. God has built in his own proof system of the Book of Mormon, as found in Moroni chapter 10, and in the testimony of the three and 8 witnesses, and in various sections of the Doctrine and Covenants. We each need to get our own testimony of the Book of Mormon through the Holy Ghost. Then our testimony, coupled with the Book of Mormon, should be shared with others so that they too can know through the Holy Ghost of its truthfulness. Nephi testifies that the Book of Mormon contains the words of Christ and that people believe in Christ, they will believe in the Book of Mormon. It is important that in our teaching we make use of the language of Holy Writ. Alma said, "I do command you in the language of him who hath commanded me." The words and way they are used in the Book of Mormon by the Lord should become a source of understanding and used by us in teaching gospel principles. God uses the power of the word of the Book of Mormon as an instrument to change people's lives. As the preaching of the word had a great tendency to lead people to that which was just, yea, it had more powerful effect upon the minds of the people than the sword or anything else which had happened unto them. Therefore, Alma thought it was expedient that they should try the virtue of the Word of God. Alma reminded his brethren of the church how God delivered their fathers' souls from hell. Behold, he changed their hearts. He awakened them out of a deep sleep, and they awoke unto God. Behold, they were in the midst of darkness. Nevertheless, their souls were illuminated by the light of the everlasting word. We need to use the everlasting word to awaken those in deep sleep so they will awake unto God. I am deeply concerned about what we are doing to teach the saints at all levels the gospel of Jesus Christ as completely and authoritatively as do the Book of Mormon and the Doctrine and Covenants. By this means, teaching the great plan of the eternal God to use the words of Amulek. We are using the messages and the method of teaching found in the Book of Mormon and other scriptures of the restoration to teach this great plan of the eternal God. There are many examples of teaching this great plan, but I will quote just one. It is Mormon's summary statement of Aaron's work as a missionary. And it came to pass that when Aaron saw the king would believe his words, He began from the creation of Adam, reading the scriptures unto the king. How God created man after his own image, and that God gave him commandments, and that because of transgression, man had fallen. And Aaron did expound unto him the scriptures from the creation of Adam, laying the fall of man before him and their carnal state, and also the plan of redemption, which was prepared from the foundation of the world through Christ for all whomsoever would believe on his name. And since man had fallen, he could not merit anything of himself, but the suffering and death of Christ atoned for their sins and faith and repentance. The Book of Mormon saints knew that the plan of redemption must start with the account of the fall of Adam. In the words of Moroni, by Adam came the fall of man, and because of the fall came Jesus Christ. And because of Jesus Christ came the redemption of man. Just as a man does not really desire until he is hungry food, so he does not desire the salvation of Christ until he knows why he needs Christ. No one adequately and properly knows why we need Christ until he understands and accepts the doctrine of the fall and its effect upon all mankind. And no other book in the world explains this vital doctrine nearly as well as the Book of Mormon. Brethren and sisters, we all need to take a careful inventory of our performance and also the performance of those over whom we preside to be sure that we are teaching the great plan of the eternal God to the saints. We are accepting the teaching, what revelations tell us about the creation, Adam and the fall of man, and redemption from the fall through the atonement of Christ. Do we frequently review the crucial questions which Alma asks, and members of the church in the fifth chapter of Alma in the Book of Mormon? Do we understand, and are we effective in teaching and preaching the atonement? What personal meaning does the Lord's suffering in Gethsemane and on Calvary have for each of us? What does redemption from the fall mean to us? In the words of Alma, do we sing the song of redeeming love? Now, what should be the source for teaching the great plan of the eternal God? The scriptures, of course, particularly the Book of Mormon. This should also include the other modern day revelations. These should be coupled with the words of the apostles and prophets and the promptings of the Spirit. Alma commanded them that they should teach nothing save it were the things which he taught and which had been spoken by the mouth of the holy prophets. The Doctrine and Covenants states, let them journey from thence, preaching the word by the way, saying none other things than that which the prophets and apostles have written, and that which is taught them by the Comforter through the prayer of faith. Now, after we teach the great plan of the eternal God, we must personally bear our testimonies of its truthfulness. Alma, after giving a great message to the saints about being born again and the need for them to experience a mighty change in their hearts, sealed his teaching with his testimony in these words. And this is not all. Do you suppose that I know of these things myself? Behold, I testify to you that I do know that these things whereof I have spoken are true. And how do ye suppose that I know of this surety? Behold, I say unto you, they are made known unto me by the Holy Spirit of God. Behold, I have fasted and prayed many days that I might know these things of myself. And now I do know of myself that they are true. And now I do know of myself that they are true, for the Lord God hath made them manifest unto me by his Holy Spirit. And this is the Spirit which is in me. Later, Amulek joined Alma as his missionary companion. After Alma had delivered to the Zoramites his message concerning faith in Christ, Amulek sealed with his testimony the message of his companion in these words. And now behold, I will testify unto you of myself that these things are true. Behold, I say unto you that I do know that Christ shall come among the children of men to take upon him the transgressions of his people, and that he shall atone for the sins of the world, for the Lord God has spoken it. In his preface to the Doctrine and Covenants, the Lord said that the voice of warning shall be unto all people by the mouths of my disciples, whom I have chosen in these last days. The responsibility of the seed of Abraham, which we are, is to be missionaries to bear this ministry and priesthood unto all nations. Moses bestowed upon Joseph Smith in the Kirtland Temple the keys together Israel. Now, what is the instrument that God designed for the gathering? It is the same instrument that is designed to convince the world that Jesus is the Christ, that Joseph is his prophet, and that the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is true. It is that scripture which is the keystone of our religion. It is that most correct book which, if men will abide by its precepts, will get them closer to God than any other book. It is the Book of Mormon. God bless us. God bless us all to use all the scriptures, but in particular the instrument he designed to bring us to Christ, the Book of Mormon, the keystone of our religion, along with the companion volume, the capstone, the Doctrine and Covenants, the instrument to bring us to Christ, Christ's kingdom, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Now, by virtue of the sacred priesthood in me vested, I invoke the blessings of the Lord upon the Latter-day Saints and upon people, good people everywhere. I bless you with added power to endure in righteousness amidst the growing onslaught of wickedness, about which we have heard a great deal in these services tonight. I promise you that you more diligently study modern revelation on gospel subjects, that your power to teach and preach will be magnified, and you will be so moved, and the cause of Zion, that added numbers will enter into the house of the Lord, as well as in the mission field. I bless you with increased desire to flood the earth with the Book of Mormon, to gather out from the world the elect of God who are yearning for the truth, but know not where to find it. I promise you that with increased attendance in the temples of our God, you shall receive increased personal revelation to bless your life as you bless those who have died. I testify that the Book of Mormon is the Word of God. Jesus is the Christ. Joseph Smith is his prophet. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is true. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.